Well, thanks for joining me. It is time for the Divine Mercy Chaplet, an extraordinary time of united prayer, and I'm delighted to pray with you. A couple things for you very quickly. You can join me here if you're lucky enough to get through on the phone lines. I know they fill up pretty quickly, but put this in your speed dial. It's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. If you have a need or you're just saying, man, I can't pray. I'm so beaten up in my situation. I can't focus. We'll pray for you. Please let us know. Feel free to share your intention with us on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show, at Drew Mariani Show. Follow me at Drew Mariani, too. It's always good to talk with you. And, of course, please send me the answered prayers. I am so grateful when somebody recognizes how God has worked in their lives. And some of these prayers are just amazing. You know, tumors disappear. Or they got scans of cancer, and then it's no longer there, you know, or kidnap being released. I mean, these things that we hear about all the time, the financial miracles. God answers these prayers. Sometimes they're instant. Sometimes it takes a little time. Email me, drew@relevantradio.com. Mark in the byline, the memo line, answered prayer, and just tell me your story. A couple sentences, a couple paragraphs, whatever you want. I love it. It inspires me, and I love sharing them with others as well. So we'll take your calls today, as I said, and we'll pray together as we always do. I shared with you yesterday that we were praying for that 3-month-old baby that went missing. He was kidnapped. His name was Brandon. He was returned to his parents. So that's such great news. Another person said to me, Drew, I was listening to your show. I listen to your show when I can about Divine Mercy. It's so powerful. One night in November, there was a young driver that rear-ended my car twice on a dark, rainy, rural highway in Oregon. The second hit spun my car around 180 degrees. It landed in the shoulder of the road in the opposite direction on the other side of the highway. Fortunately, no one was coming from the opposite direction at the moment. I felt divine protection. After the emergency responders left, the driver told me she had been texting me when she hit me. And a woman looked in the car. My understanding is that she had divine mercy image there. And I want to talk about the protection that comes from this. But divine mercy will offer you protections. You know, I really believe what the Lord had said. You know, the image offers, and again, it's not a talisman. It's not a rabbit foot, right? But those who venerate that image, I have one in my home, one in my office, I have one in my car. I do believe God's promises are powerful. I wrote about it in my book, even about how a man escaped from a concentration camp in Germany, the Pavlovsk prison, because of the image. But I also believe those who promote his mercy, the Lord says he would protect like a tender mother, you know, her infant. And I believe there's protection that comes with it. So pray, pray, pray. There's lots of stories of divine protection from storms, from accidents, for the chaplet. So if you're traveling, you've got somebody in the service, you have somebody in law enforcement, maybe you're coming up for a surgery, let's pray. Let's ask God's divine mercy to envelop you, to put that cloak of protection around you so that you can remain safe. And let's also ask God for his mercy. Let's ask for those miracles that I know you need. Today, I am praying with Beth, my colleague in the Green Bay offices. And it's good to have you with me today. Beth, good afternoon.
Good to be here, Drew.
Anything you want to pray for or lift up?
Just my friends and family and colleagues, so kind of general prayer. And then also, I have been having a little bit of a sciatica, and so just for that, to clear that up.
Beth, I share your pain. I do. I think of the Holy Father, whose knee is really bothering him. He has sciatica. But that's debilitating. There's a great supporter of this network. Her name's Kate Burke. She's a personal friend of mine, and she suffers from that back pain and sciatica. But boy, when you have sciatica, it hurts to drive. It hurts to sit. It hurts to lay down sometimes. I mean, it can really be quite agonizing. So my heart goes out to you. As I've shared on the air, and today I feel better than I ever have, but for about 2 months, I've been in a lot of agony. I mean, I had to literally get out of my chair here in the studio and kneel down and do my show on my knees for a couple hours. That's how bad the pain was that was running down, you know, the back and the leg. And I did that during the consecration. I did that a lot of times. So it was the only way it could give me relief. But I'm feeling better today. Thank you for your prayers. And a lot of people say they'll do that. Beth will pray for your healing as well.
Thank you.
Let me just share a quick intention or two that came in. This person says, could you pray for financial assistance for me and to stop my sudden hair loss? I certainly will. I mean, that is a tough thing to encounter. You know, finances are always crippling. Hair loss, gosh, that can be so hard for men and especially for women. Another person says, could you pray for the firefighter Timothy Klein, who was killed fighting a fire in Brooklyn, New York? He was only 31 years old. In his spare time, he built ramps for for the homes of disabled children. Please pray for his family and his friends. His funeral is tomorrow, and we will remember him now in our prayers. And one final attention here. This person writes, my daughter has made some poor decisions. She's planning an abortion because she is on psych meds for depression and bipolar and anxiety. She feels she will kill herself if she carries and that the baby will severely be harmed by her meds. As a mother, I told her I'd raise the child. I would raise it, but she repeated the issue with her meds. They would harm the baby, so she would kill herself. All I can do is pray now for God to handle it. Would you please pray for her? I am so heartbroken and so frightened for her. No matter how this goes, I pray she comes back to the church fully and she gets her life back on a good track. Thank you, and may God bless you. So I want to pray for this mother, but I want to pray in particular for this young woman suffering emotionally and psychologically here. And I want to pray for all mothers right now who are thinking about terminating their children, that God, in his great mercy, will hold back their hand. And if you are pregnant, you don't think you can carry that child, I know somebody who would be willing to take it. I do. So you just let me know. I promise you it'll be in a wonderful home, okay? But I also want you to know that God gave you that gift. And it's not a burden. It's not a curse. It's not a weight. It's not going to ruin your future. It'll be your greatest blessing. Trust me on that. All right? Let's pray. We'll invoke God's great mercy. We'll ask St. Faustina to intercede in a particular way. She often interceded for this particular intention. And for St. Giannamola, whose anniversary it is today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take our first call today. It comes from Peter, listening in Boston, Beantown. Hey, Peter, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew and Beth. I have a few intentions here. I'm going to make it quick. I would like to lift up my friend Scott. His results came back, and it's not looking good, so I pray that he's well, and I also pray for his conversion. My second one goes to all of the staff of Relevant Radio. You guys are just wonderful, and so thank you for everything you do for us. And lastly, I would like to pray for myself and my fiance. We are getting married this Saturday, and if I can make a quick comment, Drew, to you,
sure.
Especially,
sure.
You're as good as a daily bread, and I love the fact that you support us, and especially me, on my journey.
Hey, God bless you, brother. I am so happy for you. And I'm writing your name down right now, and I will pray for you on your wedding day this week. And congratulations. What a blessing. So glad you called, Peter. Count on our prayers. Our whole spiritual family will be praying for you. But I want to pray for his friend Scott with health issues. And I love it. Very generous intentions for all of us here at Relevant Radio. And I'll be honest with you. Satan really hates what we do. There's a great enmity for anything that advances truth and advances the work of God. St. Faustina said, the more beautiful the work, right, the greater the storm that will rage against it. And we see the wickedness and snares of the evil one always trying to undermine, undercut, create confusion, and attack. So we could use your prayers, and I know I value them, so I'm very grateful for it. But Lord, I give you Peter. Unite that marriage in a special way. Give him super graces on that day, that they may be a witness to others and that the fruit of their marriage might be evident. And we do pray for healing, especially for all those who are battling health issues. Everyone carries crosses, Lord. And I just ask that by virtue of these prayers, you lighten that cross for those who are asking. You free them from those heavy burdens. And if it is your will that we carry our cross a little longer, let it be meritorious. And we pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Gail joins us now. She's praying in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Good afternoon, Gail.
Hello, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm asking for a miracle for my 5-month-old great-great-granddaughter. She's been diagnosed with Kleefstra syndrome. It's a disease that there's only 125 in the whole world.
Wow.
It's very debilitating.
Well,
so I'm asking for Jesus to lay his healing hand on her.
We're with you, Gail, and I know how much you love your granddaughter. You know, as a grandparent, you know, your heart's so closely united and so deeply moved by her. So I like your prayer. It's simple and it's direct. And I say, why not, right? But let's ask God for a miracle. I mean, why do we put limits on God? I think that's such a problem. We often do that, right? We often put limits on God. And we think, oh, this is only 120 of these in the world. You know, there's no way that this will be a cure for it. With God, all things are possible. Through the chaplet, you will attain everything if it's compatible with God's will. We see miracles happen every day here, you know? Lord, I ask you for a miracle, that this child can be a witness to divine mercy. You promised that, grace flows in this hour. And we've seen the fruit of this prayer. So I give you all those who are facing diagnoses that are negative, that are bad, that say that they only have so many months to live, that their situation is debilitating, that their mind is going to go, that their health is going to wane. But I pray against that. I rebuke that. And I stand on the promise of divine mercy. And I bring all those who are sick before the foot of your cross right now. I immerse them in the ocean of your mercy and in that precious blood that flowed from your divine Son. And I pray, eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I'll go back to the phones, try to grab a few more calls. Before I do that, let me bring Maggie into the conversation. Of course, she's monitoring our Twitter account for the show. That's at Drew Mariani Show. And hope you'll follow us. Please send us your intentions there. You can email me, drew@relevantradio.com. You can also follow me at Drew Mariani. But Maggie, what's coming in today?
We are getting so many requests today, Drew. Becca wrote to us and said, please pray for my son Jacob and his eye condition. Also prayers for my marriage. My husband and I are going to a retrovi weekend next week, and we pray that it heals our marriage and brings us close. P.A. Dodd wrote to us and asked for prayers for her son, who's a senior in high school, has developed an eating disorder that's gotten worse. He's depressed and refuses to see doctors. Steve wrote to us and said, pray for Melanie. She's a lady in my Bible study. She's facing a hard decision at work. She is has this problem of either presenting her Christian worldview or possibly losing her job over an issue of transgenderism.
Wow.
With a transgender person at her work. So let's lift up Melanie. Lauren wrote to us and said, please pray for the safe, easy, and quick delivery of baby Emma, for the grandparents watching Emma's big sister to have the strength and energy needed to keep up with the toddler, asking with special intercession through St. Gianna Mola today. Shannon wrote to us and said, offer prayers, please, for my sister Jackie, who's taking a test on Saturday for a job that she really wants and needs. Leah wrote to us for the conversion of her family and friends to come into the church. And then this one is the last one, Drew. Patricia wrote to us and said, Drew, I'm praying the chaplet today in Thanksgiving. My dad was in the ER a couple nights ago. I prayed the rosary and chaplet all night as well as yesterday. Today, I went to Mass in Thanksgiving. He woke up with no symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jesus and the Blessed Mother.
Oh, I love those stories. It reminds me of what St. Faustina did. And I do this sometimes when I really need an answer. Mother Teresa would pray the Memorare over and over again. I prayed the chaplet because St. Faustina, one day was awoken with a violent, violent storm that was raging. And, you know, she began to pray the chaplet and prayed it over and over again for the storm to pass. And she heard a voice. The Lord said, you know, continue to pray the chaplet I've given you, because I honor it and give to you everything you ask of it. It's according to my will. And that storm stopped. She did the same thing for a very arid day when there had been no rain in the area for a long, long period of time. She just had compassion. She saw the wilting of the flower, you know, outside her window, and she prayed for rain and prayed the chaplet over and over again, nonstop. I think she prayed it, I don't know how many hours she said in her diary she had prayed it, but in the end, the skies opened. And the Lord made that promise to her. Anything you ask in virtue of this prayer, it'll be granted to you. And the Lord just showed her in small cases. Even weather can be affected by our prayers. So pray the rosary. Satan hates that prayer. Pray the chaplet. It's a gift from heaven. Miracles happen with it. You know, pray the memorare. Pray, petition God incessantly. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5 says, pray unceasingly. Open your heart to God. God hears your prayer. He hears your cries. And keep knocking. I think your door will be opened. Alicia is praying with us in Manor, Texas. Alicia, good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Hi. I wanted to pray for my daughter. She's returning back to work, and I just want to armor protection upon her in every aspect of the word. And yeah. I also want to pray for myself. I'm having some knee problems, Drew. And last but not least, our community is building a new church here in Manor, St. Joseph. And I just want to pray for her.
Well, we'll lift all those up. We'll lift it all up. We'll pray for your daughter. We'll pray for your knee. We'll pray for that new church. Lord, all these intentions. Maggie's brought forth. Alicia's voiced. I bring them along with all right now who are pouring out their deepest intention to you. And I just ask, by virtue of the power of this united prayer and the faithful believing and trusting with one another, you'll hear our prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Rose is, Maggie, or Beth, do I have one more, or was that the final one? Did I miss one?
I thought there was one more.
Let's do it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I pray with a rosary bead here in the studio that's missing a couple beads. So sometimes I don't know whether or not it's on. All right. So the Lord understands. Rose in West Valley, Utah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes. I want to request for my mom who passed away last Monday. She gave a good fight since December 8th. And I just want to ask God to give me the strength to be able to prepare her next Thursday for her services. And thank God for remembering her from receiving her and now that she's no longer suffering in this world.
Well, Rose, I'm really sorry. To lose a mom is a tough thing. I lost my father first and then my mother. And when you lose a mother, you almost feel orphaned. It's a very strange feeling. But I know now that your mom will be able to intercede for you in a more powerful way. She'll be with God, who is love himself. And that bond of love between you and your mother will, I believe, only grow stronger. So, Lord, I pray right now for Rose. I pray for Father Simonetti. I pray for all those who've lost their mothers, who've lost their spouses, who've lost their parents, their children, their loved ones. I just ask that you comfort those who mourn. We know how short this life is, Lord. I know one day we'll all be perfectly reunited. Give us the grace to look forward with those eyes of the eternal as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and eternity. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Let's see if I can sneak a couple calls in here. Beverly is praying with us in Nevada. Hi, Beverly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I have a prayer request for my son. He's got some health issues, serious ones with a kidney. He only has one. And his heart. And I'm praying for a miracle, Drew. So that's what I'm calling about. And I want to say real quick, every evening when I say my prayers, I include you in Relevant Radio. You're just also wonderful.
Oh, you're so kind.
Thank you for being out there.
Well, Beverly, we love you. Thank you for your prayers. I mean, you know what I love about this? It's more than just a radio station. We really are a spiritual family. I feel that, and I really believe that. Every day we pray together. I prayed for you on Divine Mercy Sunday. I pray for everyone who joins me in this hour every day. Multiple times a day, you have my deep prayers. When I'm with the Lord, I'm always lifting you up to the throne of God. And I feel very connected. People I travel with, I feel like they're friends. People I talk with on a regular basis here, I feel connected to. The fact that we were chosen to live at this moment in time, to come together, to pray together, one day we will truly be together where there are no boundaries. Lord, I give you Beverly, and I just pray for her son, for his kidney, for his heart. I pray for this mother who's so concerned about that son you gave her and that she loves so much. Touch him and allow that healing touch to restore him to full health. I ask for your blessings on Beverly and all those who are suffering right now who have renal or cardiac problems as well. Mary in Bettendorf, Iowa, thank you for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I'm asking for prayer for Dale, who has ALS and is suffering with kidney stone attacks. that he will be healed from that and get relief. He's expecting to meet his newborn grandson tomorrow and is hoping to be able to enjoy that with his family without this pain.
Amen to that. Well, let's pray for that. I'm so glad that you called. I'm so glad that you got through. You know, as we pray together, and I'll take another quick call here. We all have this question, will God answer what seems like impossible prayers? I just want to say to you, yeah, God is sovereign. All we have to do is pray, believing for the impossible, trusting, and God will do the rest. He will bring good out of whatever situation that is. I take Paul, who's listening in Ramsey, New Jersey as well. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I would like to pray for Dominic.
Sorry.
He was a little boy who an 8-year-old other little boy took a bowl, put gasoline on it, took a lighter, lit it, and threw it to the other boy, Dominic, who then it burned his whole face, and now he's in the hospital. So I pray for this baby boy, Dominic, that he's healed without any further surgeries, that God gives him a miracle, and that he's completely cured mentally, physically, and spiritually from this, and this result in a bullying situation, according to the information, and that the parent or mother may not have took action to stop the prior bullying. So I pray for all of these people.
Wow. What a heavy intention. Paula, thank you. I want to pray for you and for your intention. But Lord, I pray for those who are the victims of abuse, of bullying. I pray for the bully. I pray for all, all the emotions, all that's going on within this particular situation. But we bring you the victim. And I just ask you embrace that child, place it close to your sacred and merciful heart, bring full restoration and healing. And I give you everyone on hold right now, everyone praying with me, all these impossible, difficult situations, Lord. Those situations seem to have no way out. And it looks like no good will ever come from these. I believe that good comes from every situation with you, Lord. And I trust in you, and I give you the intentions of all who now pray with me. We turn to you and pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Gianna Mola,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF. And Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
In the fall of 1961, Jonna became aware that she was expecting another child, but also discovered was a painful ovarian cyst. As a doctor, she knew that the only sure hope for saving her life was to remove the uterus, causing the death of her unborn child. The other option was surgery to remove the growth. That would allow the pregnancy to continue, but it would put the mother at great risk. Jonna chose the second option, telling her doctor, "Whatever you do, save the child. Your first concern must be for the baby." On April 20th, 1962, Good Friday of that year, Jonna was admitted to the delivery room at the hospital. She quietly told her husband, "If you have to make a decision between me and the child, do not hesitate. Choose the child. I demand it. Save the baby." The next morning, Jonna gave birth to a healthy baby girl. When she woke from the anesthesia, she tenderly held the child and gazed upon her face. Then tremendous suffering seized her. After 5 days, she slipped into a coma. Pietro took her home, where she quietly died on Saturday, April 28th. Jonna Bredamola was not yet 40 years old. Pietro named his new daughter Jonna Emanuela, and she is now herself a medical doctor. On May 16, 2004, Pope John Paul II declared Jonna a saint, an eloquent witness to the beauty of love and the sanctity of all human life.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful and inspirational story, isn't it? Today we remember the extraordinary life of Jonna Bredamola. She's a saint. She's the patron saint, in fact, of mothers, of physicians, and of preborn children. So if you are praying and you need a little extra intercession, what a great day to turn to her, right? And we celebrate her feast. Remember, as you heard Monsignor James Shea just point out, it was on this day she gave up her life. It was on this day that she entered into eternity. And what I love about her, she's a modern-day saint, right? She's an incredible witness to the power of not just love, but of sacrifice. We live in a time in a world that so desperately needs to know and experience true love, right? And I think she was a shining light in it. As you heard Monsignor Shea point out, she was an Italian physician, a devoted wife and mother. And on her fourth child, she had that life-threatening complication. And she chose the baby's life instead of her own, right? She chose her baby's life instead of her own. Canonized just recently, 2004, her husband and her daughter were in attendance at the ceremony. And I've invited to join us today just to share a little bit of her life. If you want to get in, maybe you're struggling with, you know, pregnancy or infertility, or maybe you're having a trouble with your child. Maybe as a mother, there's a struggle. Maybe you're a physician, you know, and you're meeting many many challenges. This is your patron saint. I've asked Mary Honor to join me today. She's very connected, intimately connected. In fact, the St. Gianna's Children, and actually started the first St. Gianna Pregnancy Center here in our own country in North Dakota. It's good to have her with us today. Mary, good afternoon.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted. Yeah, I love this saint for a couple of reasons. Not only is she a modern-day saint, I think she's very relatable, but she's also no plaster white saint, if you will. You know, so often we think of these saints and, gosh, they lived these lives of heroic virtue. They suffered greatly. They did all these things. She was a real woman in the 20th century, right? I mean, she was a woman who, who loved fashion, who was intelligent, who worked. Tell us a little bit about her, what her personality was like. Who was she?
Just a very modern woman, you know, and that's the reason I first fell in love with her and her story is just in teaching high school at that time, you know, so relatable. She loved to ski. She loved to mountain climb. She loved to have her nails polished. She did love beautiful clothes. She loved the opera. She was madly in love with her husband. They had a whirlwind romance and just very, every bit a modern woman with the same struggles. Of patience, you know, she describes that she was impatient. I don't know how impatient, but, you know, she describes those things and even struggles in discerning what her vocation would be, too. She always dreamed to be a missionary with her brother, who's now servant of God, Alberto Beretta. And he was in Brazil, and he wanted her to join him as a doctor there, and she could have done a lot of good, but her health didn't maintain that. And so she actually only got married just before her 33rd birthday, you know, so had lots of, you know, highs and lows and good times and bad times, and initially struggled as a student, but made a retreat when she was in high school and promised for the love of God she was going to do everything she could, and ended up graduating with honors and going on to medical school, as we know.
Oh, wow, how beautiful. Now, you know, they talk about the whirlwind relationship. I also think she should be the patron saint of married couples, you know, if you're having trouble in your marriage, maybe intercede and, you know, call upon her intercession for that troubled marriage. Correct me if I'm wrong, this, my understanding is her husband died recently, I mean, relatively recently.
Yeah, in 2010 he died, and so he was just short of his 98th birthday, and wow. So he lived 47 years without his wife. They were only married like 6.5 years, and I had the privilege of meeting him back in 2002, and I didn't speak Italian at all, and he didn't speak English. Archbishop Aquila was with us and did a little bit of translating, although they had a lot deeper conversation. But what I'll never forget about that meeting was when it was time to go, he took my elbow, actually, and led me around their home and showed, you know, where Gianna played piano, Gianna, and he pointed, and what the paintings she did on the wall and her little tea and coffee set and things like that, and how incredibly still in love he was with her, and you know what a great, beautiful relationship they had. And I think, you know, it's hard to talk about Gianna without Pietro, because their marriage is so exemplary.
I love that. What was his life like after she died? I mean, what did he do? Before, I didn't realize 47 years he lived afterwards. I mean, that's a long time.
Yes, and just he really, you know, his children. She has three living children. They had another. Their second born child died actually 2 years after St. Gianna did, Maria Elena. And so that was kind of sudden and tragic as well. So, you know, I think he definitely, you know, would be in many ways a patron of those who suffer, because he did, you know, he respected his wife's decision to choose the baby. But in choosing that, he was a single father of four. He worked as an engineer, and really, you know, there's lots just unfolding as Gianna Emanuela is translating his life and his work, you know, but even he was hunted down by the Nazis, even though he wasn't a Jew. But, you know, for the way he was running his engineering, he had a match factory, and he was, you know, the head engineer and just renowned for his virtue, too. But he worked as this engineer. Then he was both mother and father to the children, they say. But then they say that he would also work, you know, till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, writing and documenting everything, because a lot of times, you know, when we have someone canonized, it's a diocese or it's a, you know, religious community. But Pietro did that for us. If we wouldn't, you know, if we hadn't had Pietro, who knows if we would know St. Gianna. Doesn't mean she wouldn't be in heaven, but who knows if we would know about her. You know, he was really heroic in his virtue in so many ways.
I love it. Hey, my guest today, if you want to join us, is Marianna. And I'd love to hear your stories, too. I know many of you may have children today. You may want to testify to the power of the intercession of Saint Gianna Mola. We remember her today, a great modern saint who later, who gave her life willingly, so that her child could live. And if you want to share your testimony, your own experience, how you came to know her, I'd love to have you join the conversation. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more. The number here is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. We're back with more right after this. You know, we receive over 1 million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters Studio Line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor could support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I thought I'd just introduce you to a modern-day saint. Her name's Gianna Beretta Mola, St. Gianna Mola. She died on this day in 1962, and she's such a powerhouse saint. She was a doctor, an Italian physician, a devoted mother, you know, a very devoted wife. And she developed a very life-threatening complication when she was pregnant with her fourth child. And in order to save her life, doctors said, hey, Johnny, you know, you should really abort the child. And they wanted her to have an abortion. She refused, knowing the consequences. As a physician, she knew that there, you know, that decision could be life-threatening. And she said, look, I want you to save the baby's life instead. She gave birth to her daughter on the 21st of April. 7 days later, she died. Of course, was canonized in 04, as I shared a moment ago. Her husband, who was devoted to her the rest of his life and who just recently died, was present for her canonization, as was her daughter, And she's the patron of mothers and physicians and preborn children. And you know, I love her theology. I mean, there's so many great quotes that come from her. One of the things that she said that always resonated with me, she says that love and sacrifice are closely linked, right? Like the sun and the light. She says, you can't love without suffering. And you can't suffer without love. Isn't that true? It's so beautiful. It's so rich in wisdom. You can't love without suffering. And you can't suffer without love. Just look at Christ on the cross. I'm joined today by Mary Yonner. She's intimately connected with the family. And she started one of the first Gianna pregnancy centers in North Dakota. And I'll take your calls. I'd love to hear some of your stories, your love for St. Gianna, maybe the miracles that took place in your life. But Mary, let me start with you, though. How did you get introduced to her, and what's been the fruit of her intercession for you? I mean, why did you start a pregnancy center?
It's actually a maternity home, so a place for women to live. But right. We work closely with pregnancy centers, so well, along that same line, helping mothers. And really, you know, started as I was a teacher and really looking for examples of holiness for my students, you know, just modern, you know, like Pier Giorgio Frassati. And her just really struck, you know, struck a chord with them as someone who wasn't necessarily a nun or a priest, you know, someone that they could emulate and who are just, you know, beautiful, attractive examples, which is another one of St. Gianna's great quotes, that our task is to make the truth visible and lovable in ourselves, offering ourselves as an attractive and, if possible, heroic example. And that's exactly, you know, what I think she did. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, how I fell in love with her, was just that. And then when it came time to choosing a name, you know, she's just appropriate in every way, especially, you know, with her sacrifice that she also gave, you know, and the moms who come here are sacrificing. They're alone. They're afraid. And that's why they come to our home. It's not because it's a beautiful home, which it is, but you know, that's not their reason for coming. They need help. And they're at a time in their life when they feel alone. And I thought, you know, she would be very relatable. And it probably is the greatest gift, is choosing her as a patron. Not just is she powerful in working true miracles, big and little here, but also she was blessed at that time, and not a lot of people knew about her. And so just in spreading the word and spreading, you know, devotion and the love of this great woman was great. You know, we were only open a year and a half when we had to change our name to St. Gianna Maternity Home. And, you know, the fruits keep coming from her and from our husband, Pietro. I think he's deeply involved in our work here, too.
I love it. And maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the miracles that have been reported through her intercession. But first, let's go to the phones. We'll grab a call or two. You can join me, 888-914-9149, taking a look at the power of the intercession of the saints, in particular St. Gianna Mola today. And I often say, call upon those blesseds. Look at the miracles that have taken place, right? Call upon those venerables, those servants of God. Their intercession, I think, is quite powerful. We'll go to Lodi, Wisconsin. Jeff is listening to us there. Jeff, good afternoon. You're on the air with Mary Yonner.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
My 23-year-old daughter was expecting her second child. I'm a father of 10 children.
Wow.
My middle daughter was expecting her second child at the age of 23. She had a successful cesarean section, C-section. Baby was healthy. Mother was healthy. A few days later, Elizabeth started hemorrhaging and had to be rushed into the emergency room. And she hemorrhaged throughout the day and into the night, and had lost 8 pints of blood, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. And so they called her husband in and told him he should say goodbye to his wife, my daughter Elizabeth. And they had called a priest to give the anointing of the sick. She had been anointed, but she was just losing. All of her vital organs were shutting down. And it was desperate. So they called us. We're in Wisconsin. They live in New Hampshire, and said we needed to get out there as fast as we could. And so we were desperately trying to get flights out there. And in the meantime, I remembered having visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and having prayed at the fresco of St. Gianamola. And I remembered her story. And so we started praying to St. Gianamola and got as many people as we could to pray to St. Gianna. And within a few, well, within just a few minutes or an hour, whatever it took, the bleeding stopped. And Elizabeth started to recover.
Wow.
And she completely recovered and is now a healthy mother of two children, hoping that she will be able to still have more children in the future. So That's our St. Gianamola story.
Well, praise God, Jeff. That's a powerhouse story. And I know exactly where you prayed. I was there at that shrine not too long ago. Mary, are you familiar with the story? Or, you know, would you like to comment to
not
Jeff?
Not this particular story, you know, but that is her... St. Gianna works fast. You know, her greatest miracle, her children say, is pregnancy. So people who are really trying to conceive and who have tried for years often will be able to conceive through her intercession, you know, after 8-9 years, and some of them twins or triplets, you know, but also miracles with that. You know, she was a doctor and she was a mother, and those, you know, things are near and dear to her heart. And I think she's very active.
I love it. Jeff, thank you so much for that beautiful witness and testimony. It is inspiring. We'll go to Dorothy next in Monterey, California. Dorothy, good afternoon. You're on the air with Mary Honor.
Good afternoon, Drew and Mary Honor. My question is, why were not all the children and the husband there at the canonization?
They were, those who were living. One of their second daughter had died 2 years after her, but Pierluigi is the oldest. He was there, Laura. Pierluigi's wife and daughter, and then Gianna Manuela, her husband Pietro, as well as one of St. Gianna's sister, a religious sister who is still alive, Mother Virginia, and other, you know, more distant cousins and relatives like that.
All right. Thank you, Dorothy. We'll go to Sally listening in Anaheim, California. She's got a question for you, Mary. Good afternoon, Sally.
Sure. I wanted to relate an incident that had happened to me, and I was not aware of Giovanni at the time, but I think I'll become a devotee of hers now. When I was at a sermon that a priest was giving, he was talking about a condition where the mother and the baby were at risk, and his comments were in favor of saving the mother's life. After the liturgy was over, I went up and I talked to him, and I told him that when my husband and I were in premarital classes, the Cana conferences, that they told us that it was the baby that was to survive if there was a possibility of that. He said he did not know that. My question is, are priests out there that do not know the canon law or the church law that specifies that it must be the baby that lives? And when the priest asked me that, he said, why would that be the case? Why wouldn't the mother live? And I said, because the mother was baptized. The baby wasn't.
Okay, we only have a few minutes, so let's address this very quickly. Mary, I'll let you go first, and then I'll follow up on you.
it's kind of complicated. I don't know exactly why that priest, you know, wouldn't know, but I think that there is different ways, you know, of looking at it. But for St. Gianna, she believed that unborn child definitely had every bit right to life as her other children did. You know, I think that they're two separate patients, and you do, you know, as a medical doctor, the best you can do to save them both. If one doesn't make it, then that's an effect of that. But the goal would be that they both live.
You know, I think of this principle of double effect, and the basic moral principle is that you should do good and avoid that which is evil or bad. And one of the classic examples that often come up is if you have an ectopic pregnancy, right? One in which a preborn child's become implanted in a place other than the uterus. And, you know, in most of those types of pregnancy, the preborn child has become implanted in the mother's fallopian tubes, which, you know, normally that transports the unfertilized egg. But because the tubes are very small and narrow, implantation within one of them presents a serious problem, and a growing child could rupture that tube, causing the situation of the life of the mother if it's left untreated. And, you know, quite often you can remove that fallopian tube, and as a result of it, you know, that child will die, but you didn't go about deliberately killing that child. In the case of Gianna, I'm assuming she could have had, I'm assuming she could have had this child removed because she'd have had a hysterectomy and allow the principal double effect to take place. She could have lived, but the child would have died. But instead, yeah, she chose to actually let the child live, knowing that the result of that is that she would die. Am I clear on that?
If you're asking me, yes, except that she did pray and hope for a miracle. As a doctor, she knew the risk, but she asked her husband to even bring back fashion magazines so she could have clothes for when she was done pregnant. So she always had hope for a miracle, and she ended up dying of an infection, something that today in medical, you know, science could easily be treated, you know, but it wasn't back in 1962.
That's great. So, I mean, she ultimately chose the child over her health first, and that was her choice. I love it. What a great saint. Thank you so much. Very quickly, is there a website people can learn more about her? Very quickly.
There's lots of websites out there. There'll be another one. I mean, ours is just
do a quick search for it.
Home.
I'll be right back.